You're listening to Midlife SideQuest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
The holidays are here, and I think that I'm ready. The presents have been wrapped. The cookies are baked. Toy elves have been weirdly positioned all over the house every morning for the last month. By the way, nobody explained to me that deciding to do the whole elf on the shelf thing would be an exhausting multi-year commitment that you will absolutely regret come the second or third year. Anyway, despite all of the stress and financial burden of the holidays, I absolutely love Christmas. It was always my favorite holiday as a kid. It was my favorite holiday as a young adult. And it became even greater when I became a dad. The lights, the decorations, I love everything about it. And the music. My favorites are the old school classics like Bing Crosby and Johnny Mathis. But I also love some of the more obscure albums like the Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers album, which most of you have probably never heard, but was a staple of my house growing up. And even some of the newer harder music like the Bad Religion Christmas album, as well as the iconic Dropkick Murphys tune The Seasons Upon Us, which if you haven't heard, go listen to. There's something a little bittersweet about this Christmas, though. My kids are getting older. They're 14 and 11 now, and while they still love the holidays, it also loses just a little bit of the magic when they get older, you know? It's still wonderful. It's just different. So if you have youngsters and you celebrate the holidays, make sure to slow down a little bit and just take it all in this year. Enjoy those little moments as well as the big ones, because time moves really fast. ...2022 is almost over, and before I can start on my Game of the Year episodes, I needed to check out one last big game that would likely be a contender to make that list. And that is, of course, God of War Ragnarok. I am a big fan of the 2018 reimagining of the series. I thought it did a fantastic job of maturing the character of Kratos and still providing a visceral and thrilling adventure. And while it didn't make my Game of the Year list in 2018, I still hold it high as one of the best PlayStation games in recent memory. So, 4 years later, we have part two of the tale of Kratos and his son Atreus. And I was excited to see if this installment would elevate the series to that next level. And so far, my answer would be maybe. I say so far because I have not finished Ragnarok. In fact, I don't think I'm even halfway through from what I've heard about the length of the game. The holidays are a busy time, okay? So cut me some slack. But I am about a dozen or so hours in, so I think I'm able to give some pretty good initial impressions of the game so far. And that impression is that I'm a little bit torn about how I feel about the game. I replayed the 2018 game earlier this year to refresh my memory and remind myself of what I loved so much about that game. And that game still really does hold up well and looks great on the PS5. I think replaying it so recently, though, has made it clear that this game is still very much a PS4 game. And it so far hasn't strayed too far from the formula of that game. It's no doubt gorgeous. The art designers at Santa Monica Studio are some of the most talented in the business. But the game was also released on the PS4, and it shows. Nothing I've seen so far has wowed me in a way that screams, this is next gen. And some instances, like having to run around in circles while the game loads the next realm you're visiting, are a reminder that it would have been great to fully take advantage of the PlayStation 5's hardware and be able to make that transition instantaneously. Again, the game is beautiful, but the cross-gen development is obviously holding back its true potential. But given the difficulty players have had getting PlayStation 5s, this was probably the right call to make so that more people could experience the game. The game also feels very similar to the last game so far. You'll be switching between your axe and the blades as you chop enemies into juicy little pieces and calling on Atreus to back you up with a volley of arrows. You'll be smashing chests and throwing your art at hidden sigils to complete puzzles and slowly rowing your boat around as Mimir tells you stories of the gods. It all feels familiar. It feels a bit like the two games were developed at the same time and split into two different releases, which is not to say that it isn't fun. It still features the same entertaining combat system as before. It's just failing to wow me in most ways, which is something that the original game did constantly. Now, again, I'm a dozen or so hours into the game that I have heard can take about 30 or 40 hours to complete, so there's still plenty of time to introduce something new and inventive. I just haven't seen it yet. That's not to say that I'm not enjoying my time with God of War, because for as familiar as the gameplay and the presentation have been so far, I'm still very much drawn in by the story that they're telling. Picking up a couple of years after the conclusion of the last game, it deals with the aftermath of that climactic battle, which has brought on Fimbulwinter, a brutal winter that precedes Ragnarok and the end of the world. Just look at the weather that's going on right here in Minnesota this week, and you've got a pretty good idea of what that's like. Together, Kratos and Atreus must travel the Nine Realms in search of a way to prevent Ragnarok, while also butting heads with Odin and his hot-tempered son Thor, who is nowhere near as hot as Chris Hemsworth. The storytelling ability of Santa Monica Studios is absolutely top-notch. The writing is well done, the cinematics and the performance capture are brilliant, and the voice acting is fantastic. Christopher Judge once again proves that he is the perfect Kratos, bringing both an intensity as well as a vulnerability to the role. And they've added some great new actors in this one, including Ryan Hurst, Deborah Ann Woll, and Richard Schiff as Odin. I mean, come on. Casting Toby freaking Ziegler as the Allfather is just a stroke of brilliance. The story is definitely the main draw so far, and that's what has me coming back to my PS5 every night. While the game does have a lot in common with the last game, there are some tweaks and new things that they've introduced. Sadly, though, those haven't blown me away. There have been a few sections so far where you take control of Atreus, and while they offer some gameplay variety, they're also just not nearly as much fun as playing as Kratos, to be honest. Atreus might even be more obnoxious now that he's a teenager. They also have upped the RPG-ness with even more gear to manage and upgrade and perks to unlock, which now have their own mods. And it's, I prefer simplicity in my action games, and I'm just not into all the things that the game is asking you to juggle. So, yeah, I'm a little bit conflicted about God of War Ragnarok. It's got a great story, and the gameplay is solid, if not a little overly familiar. I am worried about them overloading the game with so much unnecessary stats and gear and stuff to manage, and making the game so much longer than maybe it really needs to be. But only time will tell how all of that feels when the credits roll. Until then, I'm really enjoying the ride, and I will gladly continue playing this through the entire holiday season. Now 10 episodes into Midlife Side Quest, and I think the show is going pretty good so far. We've gotten good feedback on the format. I think people are enjoying the shorter episodes. I think people are really liking the more laid-back tone of the show as well. All in all, I'm happy with where we're at. But the show is still in its infancy, so I'll be trying out new things here and there to see if they stick. And since it's the holidays, I'm going to try one of those out right now, because what are the holidays without some reindeer games? So this week, we're going to end the show with a game called Pick Three. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you three clues, and you're going to guess which three video game characters I'm talking about. Pretty simple, right? So grab a pencil. I'll wait. Okay, once you think you have the three characters, you know who I'm talking about, email your answers to midlifesidequest@gmail.com, and I will randomly choose a winner from those who answer all three correctly. The winner will receive a $20 credit to the gaming platform of their choice. All right, are you set? Okay, here is clue number one. For Pick Three, Holiday Edition. My true passion is photography, but I'll admit that when the holidays are here, I love to head down to the Willamette Mall and look for some killer deals. Clue number two. For me, it's all about family, especially around the holidays when I'll swing by my uncle's or my mom's place for a visit. They're always shocked to see me. Clue number three. There's nothing quite like Christmas in the big city, especially the view from high above when it's dark at night. I used to celebrate with Mom and Dad, but never mind. All right. Were you paying attention? You think you got that? All right. Do you know who those characters are? If so, email your answers to midlifesidequest@gmail.com, and we'll choose a winner and announce it in an upcoming episode. And remember, it's Pick Three Holiday Edition, so all three of those characters appear in a video game that takes place during the holidays. All right, so thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I hope you have a happy holiday. You can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave us a review. You can follow the show also on Twitter or Hive, where we go by @MidlifeSQ. Until next week, stay positive and keep playing.